Script 5 to test 2. Listen to 5 texts and do the task in your book. A.
All pupils want to do their best at school, but many do not succeed. Is it just that others are smarter? Is it that others spend every hour of every day on homework and never have any fun? Some pupils really get and store information more easily than others, and some schoolchildren spend huge amounts of time studying. But the real difference between a good pupil and a bad one comes down to one thing: planning. Make a plan and it may save you hours or days of needless study and worry.
B.
Handheld calculators are so inexpensive that most families and many schools have them. Such calculators make problems with addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division of whole numbers very easy. Calculators can also be used to solve other problems. Although no two calculators are exactly alike, all have some characteristics in common. Almost all handheld calculators have a memory feature, but surveys have shown that most people don't use it.
C.
People constantly compare things. It may be easy to say that one subject is bigger or heavier than other, but to answer questions like how big, how heavy, requires a more exact way of comparing. The data scientists gather must be available to people so that they can use the information in their own work. The metric system is in common use in most countries and by scientists all over the world. The basic unit of length in it is the meter. This system is a decimal system. Each unit is related by a factor of 10.
D. Few people have trouble learning everyday words, such as house, man, dog, run. The words that give trouble are less common. They are usually long and often refer to abstract ideas. These long words are often made up of smaller pieces whose meanings are easy to learn. These parts of words are roots, prefixes, and suffixes. Once you learn some of the common roots, prefixes, and suffixes, you can guess the meanings of many other unfamiliar words and know many more of them. E.
Many readers begin to have trouble when they start to read passages about unfamiliar subjects. These readers may be able to recognize or pronounce all the words, but they cannot tell what a sentence means because they do not know the meaning of an essential word. For such readers, an important step to improving their reading is to enlarge their vocabulary. In many cases, the context will help. Do not forget to look up unknown or difficult words in dictionaries either.